and gentlemen, welcome to CAGcast, episode number 242, our special E3 2011 preview featuring Shipwreck.
Hey, you remembered to introduce me this week.
Yeah. You know, when I do the editing on the show, I really only listen to the very beginning of the show and the very end of the show, just to make sure that the audio is all synced up and, you know, everything sounds okay. So, yeah, I got to listen to that part several times over. That was, that was a mistake. That was a pretty good mistake right there, for sure. Sorry about that.
You're in the flow. You're going with it.
Right. I was too excited to introduce everybody. But one person we won't be introducing this week is Wombat, who has become a father once again.
That's so exciting stuff. He's got a son now.
Elliot George.
That's a pretty good name, I think. Is that Jewish? Is that Jewish name or what?
Elliot?
Yeah.
Elliot, I think, is. Well, like, so you got Elliot Gould, right? The actor. Gould is definitely a Jew name. But then you got Elliot from E.T. I don't think he was Jewish.
I mean, that's the obvious go-to right there.
Right. But I do like Elliot. I think that's a cool name.
I do. I think it's a cool name, too. So he did well there.
Yeah. He screwed up with Sabrina, but Elliot, he nailed that. That was a joke, Wombat. Mrs. Wombat. But congratulations, of course. You can see a picture of Elliot on the front page of CAG and give him a little well wishes in the thread there. And it seems like Wombat always likes to have his kids at right around E3. The last one was during E3, and this one is right before it. So, yeah.
It's tradition. Like your tradition, I hear.
Tradition! Tradition! That's from a little show called Fiddler on the Roof. I don't know if you've heard of it.
I have. That's a good show. That's where I learned everything I know about the Jewish people.
If I was a rich man.
That and Seinfeld.
Right, exactly. Well, anyway, welcome to the show. So I guess we do things, you know, we got sort of a regular show in some parts, but the vast majority of the show, I think, will be talking about E3 and maybe answering some of your questions about E3. And that's pretty much it. I think we'll start off right away. House that Ruth built from Twitter, or excuse me, House Ruth built, wants to know how long is Wombat going to be out for? I'd say about 18 years he'll be out for. Now, I'm sure he'll be back for the post E3 action, don't you think?
I would assume so. I mean, this is his little vacation away from that stuff, so. He gets his hour and a half a week, I think.
Right. So he needs this. He just couldn't swing it this week. But he'll definitely be back, as soon as possible. And maybe he'll do some audio booze while we're at E3 doing audio booze. He can do audio booze from his house while he's reading coverage on IGN.
That seems like much better coverage than what we'll be giving.
Yeah, well, for sure. But I think we'll do – now, you just bought a new iPhone 4, right? Especially for your E3 coverage.
Yes, so now I can actually do audio booze and everything. We're going to do a lot of audio booze this year, like more than we did last year.
Yes.
That is the plan, at least.
That is the plan. I will I don't have to rent a phone this year. I can use my phone now. We finally have a global roaming package that is not completely disgusting. There it is. Let's see, we didn't do show feedback because that's usually Wombat's job.
It was a great show last week. Everybody loved it. Nobody said mean things about me.
Well, yes, they did. People didn't understand how you didn't like L.A. Noir, right?
I don't know. I mean, it's not that big of a deal, is it? I don't like L.A. Noir. That's just the long and the short of it. It's just not my thing. I have been playing more of it.
How far are you? Well, we can talk. Let's talk about L.A. Noir now. Actually, since the rest of the show is going to be a mishmash of stuff.
Okay.
So how far have you gotten?
Not too much farther. We finished off the traffic desk, so we're on to homicide now.
I see. Okay, so that's where the full frontal nudity comes into play.
Oh, well, maybe I'm going to start liking it more here.
Yes, I'm a little, 40s bush.
Oh, it's female.
Yeah, it's female.
Oh, okay.
But I just got to Vice, actually. I'm starting to become less enamored with the game.
Tell me this. Could you tell what desk you were on unless it told you?
Well, I knew I was investigating murders when I was on the homicide desk. That was
I was kind of investigating murders when I was on the traffic desk, it seems.
Right. That's true. That's true. And you know what? When you get to Vice, guess what?
Murder?
But there'll be drugs.
Okay.
The people who have been high when they were killed.
Like, so homicide just handles stuff that has no other, like, it's just killing? Like, they can't have any
straight
cars
up killing.
Or
yeah, yeah.
Guns, or drugs knives. Or anything else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, exactly. It has to be very conventional murder, basically. So I don't know. I like it. I am falling less. I'm falling out of love with it, I guess, just because it is quite repetitive, and you know, I guess a lot of the parts just really aren't that strong when you get down to it. When you keep doing them over and over again. You know, how often, you know, chasing a guy may not be that much fun as I had originally anticipated. The shooting I like. I wish there was more shooting because I guess I never really get tired of shooting people. Maybe that's just me. As long as it works okay, that's fine. You know,
it does that. It works okay.
It works okay. That's fine. You know, that's all I really need is just, you know, serviceable.
The issue I have with some of it is that I think it doesn't go far enough with any one element. Like, even the investigation, like, it's very simple.
It's very step-by-step by the numbers.
Like, we get done there with the last one in the traffic one. We get done with that case, and it just kind of, like, ends. It doesn't feel like I've really accomplished anything. It just feels like I did the car chase, I did the on-foot chase, I did the shootout, I did the talking to people, and then it's over.
I think specifically the one you're talking about ends rather abruptly as well. But yeah, I know what you mean. There was one case I did where it was over and I was like, oh, it's over? I solved it? Okay. Woo. But yeah, I know what you mean. I think look at it this way. It's a really good base for LA Noir too. I think they can, this is obviously that the game is successful. I think they can, you know, hopefully take this to the next level and make something a little, either make the individual parts stronger or make it the whole thing less, you know, bound to this formula that you keep repeating over and over again. But overall, I like it. But what you like Mafia 2 better, don't you?
I do like Mafia 2 better. I think it's a stronger game than what LA Noir.
I mean, they are different. Mafia is more of a straight up action.
Sure. Game. I just think it does what it does a little bit better than L.A. Noir. I don't think L.A. Noir, like, it relies too much on being a sum of its parts rather than any of the individual parts really excelling.
Yeah, totally. Totally. I agree. All right. So I saw they came out with this Rockstar Pass now, which I'm surprised it took somebody this long to come up with this little idea. You pay $10 now and you get access to all of the future content for free. And they released a whole bunch of stuff this week as well to show you, I guess. So you feel like you're getting a good deal right out of the gate.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a good deal, and I would do it if I thought that I wanted to play the game more after I finish it, if I do indeed finish it. So I probably won't get it. But I like the idea.
I like the idea somewhat, but it's kind of dangerous too, because, you know, if other games try this and don't give enough content, then it just kind of feels like you paid another $10 for no reason right when the game comes out.
But $10, I feel, is a good price for something like that. I feel you can't be screwed over that badly with 10. You know, when you get to 15, you start feeling worse about the decision if it all blows up in your face. But I'm assuming, you know, of course we all know the DLC is planned out way ahead of time. So they know, you know, what they're going to charge for the individual pieces and, you know, what their pass is going to charge. So they're going to make sure that you get a good deal, at least in case if you bought all the stuff, you know, piecemeal.
Yeah. If like Skyrim or something did something like this, I'd be all over it.
Totally. Yeah. It would be a Mass Effect. Totally.
Yeah, just
I think I bought every piece of Mass Effect 2 DLC, actually.
Sure.
I'm not the
guns and stuff.
No, that's silly. That's and the costumes, I didn't buy that either. But all the missions and things, I bought all those. That's the first time I think I ever did that. So, yeah. Write that down in the history books, everybody. How about some new releases? Because I think this probably won't take very long.
No, the big game that came out this week is the new Bethesda-published game. It's Hunted the Demon's Forge.
Right, I remember playing this at E3 last year.
Yeah, it's the co-op kind of Dungeons & Dragons-looking fantasy action RPG.
Yeah.
Yeah. I requested this for review. I haven't seen a copy yet, so I don't know if we're getting it in for review or not. And if we do now, it'll be after E3 before I can play it.
They didn't send out review copies early, did they, to anybody?
No, not until the day that it released. But I've been talking to some people, and they seem to like it. So
I read Griffin McElroy's review on Joystick, or I sort of skimmed it.
Oh, it's out now. I was talking to him while he was writing that. So. Yes.
I'm a Justin man. I only read Justin's reviews. And the other McElroys, I can only skim them and look at how many stars they give it. But he's liked parts of it, it sounds like, but it sort of doesn't have an inventory system, which can sounded like it could be a sort of a big problem. So I don't know. We'll keep an eye out on that one, see how the reviews look. But so yeah, what else we got?
The only other thing I think that's really worth mentioning is that for the 3DS and for the PSP, Blaze Blue Continuum Shift 2 released, which those are good fighting games. So
great.
Yeah, I'm sure those are fine games.
And I see Outland has come to PSN. Well, will come to PSN at some point when it opens up again.
True.
Yeah. So, they say it's going to come up soon, right? When's it scheduled to come up again?
They said a couple days ago that it would be within the week.
They have to do it before E3. It would just be way too embarrassing to have this shit down during E3. And horrible for business.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to be talking about all these games that you get
right
on PlayStation Store. So, they kind of need to have that up there when that slide comes up during their press conference.
You know, Jack Trenton told whoever, you know, he would tell who's in charge of something like this. He says, if you don't have this shit ready by E3, I'm going to cut your head off. Because, yeah, they can't even get on stage, basically, if this shit isn't working by E3. If people start throwing tomatoes. Actually, their press conference looks like it's going to be awesome. Looking at the itinerary, the schedule. It's an event. It's not just go into an auditorium and watch a presentation. It's hang out beforehand. We've got like the best food trucks in LA there. We have DJs spinning for you while you eat and drink. Then you go to the press conference. Then after the press conference, we have a huge amount of playable stations where you can play over 100 games that we talked about at the show. Including, yes, well, I can't say that. But, sorry, some good multiplayer action from some highly anticipated multiplayer games that are coming out this year.
And then a concert or something.
And then a concert or something.
That sounds probably, like a good press conference right there.
Probably Willow Smith.
Probably
Foo Willow Fighters, Smith. Actually. It's probably Foo Fighters.
You don't think it's Gaga?
Is she a Sony artist?
I do not know.
No, she's not. I don't think. It's probably a Sony artist. So, I'm really looking forward to that. And what were we talking about? New releases? That's it?
That's it. There wasn't even an Xbox Live Arcade release this week.
I know. I looked at today, and all I saw was some Ozzy for Rock Band 3.
Yep. That came out.
I will be probably buying Mr. Crowley because I like it. It's got that cool, really cool organ intro. I know you only listen to Wilson Phillips.
I don't really. Yeah, I know. Wilson Phillips is more my speed. I don't really know that much Ozzy.
Mr. Crowley.
Oh, that song. Okay.
Bow, bow, bow. What they've done to your head. But the organ part in the beginning is the best part.
Well, there you go.
All right. So where are we here? CAG news
and stuff.
I don't know. I've been talking to Super Programmer John, and we both decided that we hate the CAG site and that we have to redo the entire thing because we can't stand it anymore. So, yeah, look for that at some point in the not-so-near future.
Are you going to start touting CAG 3.0 already?
No. Well, actually, the last message in my... instant message window from John says, I'll get started on 3.0 plans. But yeah, I don't know. Something's gotta be done because it's kind of sucky. Anyway, that's the news. Oh, the E3 party. Let me give you. So here's the story for the CAG E3 party. It's Wednesday, 9 p.m. Okay. If you listen to this show and you really want to get into the party and don't have to, you know, don't want to wait in line for a long time, come at 9 o'clock. Don't come at 11 o'clock. There's going to be a huge line. There's over 550 RSVPs on our Facebook page, and the place holds 350 people. So if you want to ensure a happy time, come early. I don't think you need to come at 7 o'clock and wait, but if you come at 9 o'clock, I think you'll be okay.
If you're there early, I might give you some little swag prize as well.
Oh, is that how it's going to work for the early attenders?
Yeah, because I don't want to carry him around all night. So
okay.
The first people I see, they will be getting prizes probably here.
First person to fit a finger in Shipwreck's bunghole will get a prize. The first few people.
Yeah, I've got like 20 something here. I mean,
right.
It's going to be a lot of fingers.
A lot of fingers. You don't have to do it all at the same time. Take your turns. He's not an animal, you know. So, so I'm looking forward to that. But of course, with every party, I sort of wonder how much it's going to wind up costing by the end of the night. But I think, you know, you can only fit so many people in at any given time. So hopefully it won't get too crazy. But, 566 people RSVP'd. Come early, please.
Next year's going to be an even bigger venue, huh?
I don't know.
We need to get a sponsor next year. Sponsor
next year. Here was my mistake. I announced the party too early. I should have announced it right now, and that would have stopped some people. People are worried that the people are just going to come to the party who don't even come to CAG. I should send out a message telling people that there'll be a CAG trivia contest required before you get in. So if you don't know anything about CAG, don't bother coming. And then we do nothing. We don't even do any trivia contest. Trivia test, I mean. All right. Should we, let's see. Should we do our E3 preview?
Are we going to do our shopping news or our shopping. GoDaddy ad? Or?
Let's see what we got in shopping news. Bump, ba-dum, bump, bump. PlayAsia had a really good deal this week on WWE All-Stars, which is a pretty fun game. It was, I don't know if it's still available. It was coming in and out of stock. Yeah, it is. $17. It's the Asian version but it's English and region free. Really good game. It's going to be like $20 shipped. You should definitely buy it if you're a fan of old school wrestling like I am.
Does it have Mr. Fuji?
It does not have Mr. Fuji.
Not even in the Asian version.
No, it's the same as the other version. It's got Macho Man. It's got a lot of good stuff.
Junkyard Dog? Does it have
Junkyard Dog? No Junkyard Dog. Honky Tonk Man, free DLC though.
Free?
Yep.
Hmm.
So it's fun. You should definitely check that out if you have any interest in that. And I don't know. That Hunters game is on sale. Hunters Demon Forge, $45 with free shipping at Toys R Us. So if you need to have it, that's probably a good place to get it. And buy one, get one DS or 3DS games 50% off at Amazon and Toys R Us. Check that out. And, you know, I mean, as I look at the Sunday ad deals and as I've been looking at the Sunday ad deals for the last several weeks, all you see is gift card deals with PS3 and Xbox 360 consoles, and those continue again. Best Buy's doing it with 360 and Kmart and Target and Toys R Us. So obviously, we're going to see at least a $50 drop at E3, probably for both systems, right?
It's gotta time. Yeah, it's time to do that.
So at least a $50 drop has got to be coming for E3 for PS3 and 360. And I guess that's it for the shopping stuff. Let's do GoDaddy. Of course, for all your domain registration and web hosting needs, you use GoDaddy with our coupon codes. CAG10 gets you 10% off, $5 off a $30 order. Use CAG5 off 30 and $7.49 domain registrations with CAG domain. And for the month of June, we teased this last week, Shipwreck. I know you're excited about it. Get free private registration, which is a $10 value when you register or transfer one or more domains. Use coupon code CAGFREE. That's a good deal. That's for sure a good deal. Guaranteed $10 savings, and there's no quantity limit. So, yeah.
That's amazing. So, nobody needs to know that I own shipwreckgamer.com. I don't own that anymore, though. I used to.
Shipwrecked Gamer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. Did you ever do anything with it?
No. That's the beauty of owning websites. You don't have to do anything with them. You can just pay for them. That's how this GoDaddy stuff works, right?
That's what I did with SmellyVagina.com and about 45 other domains that I
currently own. And look where you are today.
Hey, I'm top of the world, baby.
Plus, this has to put Wombat's kid through college now.
GoDaddy?
Yeah, these GoDaddy checks.
Two kids through college.
Nah, he's just got to put one through college.
Oh, that'll be enough. What's the other one going to do?
They're going to marry rich.
Sponge off the other?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let us have an E3 preview, because I am really excited for E3, not just for all the fun things that go on in LA, but this year's show looks like it's going to be extra good. New hardware from Nintendo. And really, like, I think the 3DS still counts as new hardware as well, because there's just not that many games out for it yet. We haven't really seen anything that has wowed us yet. Have you got one yet? Because I saw you got Zelda in the mail.
Yeah, I got Ocarina of Time 3DS in the mail today. I still don't have a 3DS.
You should give it to me and I'll play it.
Okay.
Or you could buy a 3DS.
I could. Those are two options out of millions of options I have right now.
Or I could buy you a 3DS.
That is a third option.
There's another. All options are on the table.
I think I've got three 3DS games so far. I think I have a pretty good collection. I have Ridge Racer, which I hear is good. And I have Dead or Alive, which I hear is good. And I have Zelda, which I played 10 years ago, and I know it's good.
I haven't played it.
You've never played Ocarina of Time?
Nope. And you have two more 3DS games than I do.
What 3DS game do you have?
I have Nintendogs.
Oh, that's right.
Let's see. So, yeah. So, I'm excited. The point is, I'm excited. You got the Sony Vita. Did we talk about that last week? Or that happened after our show?
Yeah, that's happened since last week. Is that a good name?
Here's the thing. I'm trying to think back, and someone's going to have to go listen to one of our older shows. Like, what did we say about the Wii?
Oh, that's a horrible name. I know I said the Wii was a horrible name. I still think the Wii is a horrible name. I don't know. I don't know what you would have said about it. Somebody knows, but not
somebody
me.
Knows. I can't say that I like Vita. That sounds
is it Vita or Vita? Do we even know?
Well, if Japanese people see it, they're going to pronounce it Vita. Okay, or Beta. But definitely that E sound for sure. That's just the way it works. But I don't like it. Reminds me of vitamins or, I don't know, Latin.
It doesn't sound fun.
No. They should have called Sony Fun.
Why not?
Fun.
It worked for the Wii.
Fun Pad. Yeah, I like it. Yeah, not a big fan of the name. But you know what? The name doesn't matter that much, I think.
It really surprises me that it doesn't have PlayStation in it.
It said Sony Vita, right?
Yeah, if it's the PlayStation Vita, that's a much better name to me. The Sony Vita does not sound nearly as fun. It sounds like a cell phone or something.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, it sounds just like some stupid name they made up to slap on another version of a smartphone that already has 10 versions before it. Yeah, it sounds like an Android phone. But I don't know. I don't care about the names that much. So, I mean, how do you want to work this E3 preview, Ship? I see you've written down a list of our schedule here.
Yeah, we can work through it that way. I'm talking about stuff that interests us, I guess. We do have a really good schedule. I think I've done a fine job this year.
You have. And it's packed. It's pretty packed.
Let's start off with the Microsoft press conference. You're going to that.
Yes, that is on Monday. So that's the first. That's the very first event that kicks off this show, so to speak. They're stingy once again on the invitations. Shot down when asked for two, and you know. But my one tweet plan worked again for me. Ship worked for me, at least.
Yeah, my snarky tweet, multi-tweet plan did not do much for me.
I like the one where you said, "Oh, I just got my invitation to the Microsoft press conference. It says I can watch it on Spike TV."
Mm-hmm. I hope they at least do the way they did last year, which was in the hotel we stay at. They had a whole nother room that showed the press conference.
Yeah, that sounds like it would be fun than watching in your room.
Yeah, that was fine because it felt like it was basically the same experience as being there, except I didn't get a 360 for free.
Right. And you didn't get to sit next to gay gamers.
No, I got to sit next to other gamers, people right. people we liked.
I like Gay Gamer. What are you saying? I don't like Gay Gamer?
No, I like Gay Gamer as well. I'm just saying I sat next to people that I liked.
Well, if they don't do that again, you can have a party in your room. I think our rooms have pretty big televisions in them.
I'll invite a bunch of people up to there then.
If we get Spike TV, I don't know about that. I gotta look into that. Big plans. So, everyone's sort of wondering, okay, we know Sony's got the Vita. At the very least, you know, Nintendo's got their Project Cafe and still plenty of fresh stuff to show for 3DS. But the big mystery is, what's Microsoft going to show? And it sounds like Kinect. The invitations connect. Yeah, Kinect Star Wars. Sounds like, I mean, if that's the best thing they got, that's not good. They better be giving out a lot of free shit at the end of that thing. They better like have like a Mercedes parked outside for every attendee.
I don't know what they can really. They're not going to announce any kind of new hardware, I don't think. So
no. I mean, they will be able to announce a $150 console, which is pretty good news, I guess. I mean, I'm assuming the cheapest, you know, the S with no hard drive will be $150. I'm assuming. But that's not that exciting since for the people who are in attendance who probably already own Xbox 360s. Well, they definitely do if they were there last year. What we really need to see at the very least is great games and hopefully some surprises. I mean, a lot of us have already played Gears of War 3, you know, through the beta. So that's not going to be that exciting. I think the Halo HD rumor, you know, the HD remake of the original Halo, that sounds like that's probably true.
I think you're going to see that, and I think you'll probably see a splash screen of whatever the next Halo game is.
Right.
The next sequel or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I think you're going to see that Crytek game.
Oh, yeah, right.
I don't know what else they have exclusively, really.
That's the one they teased last year, right?
Yeah, that's... Kingdoms, something Kingdoms, I think.
Yeah.
So they're going to show that, I think. And then they're going to show, I think they're going to have some kind of new social media, something like they have. It seems like every year they brought along Last.fm and
right,
Twitter
ESPN.
And ESPN and Netflix. And is it like, I think they're going to drop something like fairly big on that side because that's what they're going for now.
I think you're right. And in fact, there was a statement from one of the guys at Microsoft, and I don't have it in front of me, but he basically was talking about all that stuff that you just mentioned and then went on to say that 40% of the time that is spent on Xbox 360 is not playing games, which is really, I guess, you know, I bet you most of that comes from Netflix. You know, you sit down to watch a movie, that's 2 hours. That's a pretty big chunk of time. So I bet, 30% is probably spent watching Netflix. So yeah, I think you're totally right. We're going to see some new, like, social network.
But it's going to be something that's already out there, right? Like, I'm just wondering what they can add to it at this point. Like, what would be a huge coup for Microsoft to put on their machine? Would there be like an HBO app?
You see, you're thinking it more of like what new content can they serve through it?
Yeah,
but
exactly.
But I'm thinking they're going to have more of like an improvement of their social features. Like, you know, they're going to get rid of that 100 limit Xbox, the 100 limit friend cap, and then be able to really expand the social aspects of this. Because that's sort of really keeping it in check right now.
Yeah, from becoming a huge like Twitter or Facebook type of thing.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think that's probably what we're going to see from Microsoft. It would be cool if there's some new hardware, even if it's not a new console, but maybe like a smaller Kinect or something, which I keep talking about.
I don't know why you're so hung up on that. It's not that big.
I don't know. It's too big. I don't want to see it. I want it to be the size of the PlayStation Eye. That's what I want. That way I can hide it, you know, in a closet somewhere and it won't take up too much space. Okay, so that's Monday morning, Microsoft press conference. And then in the afternoon is the Sony one, which we already gave you the details on that. It's going to be really interesting to see how they handle the whole hacking thing. I'm imagining they're going to do it with humor and Kevin Butler. Maybe a skit or something?
I don't know. It's so Kevin difficult because... Do they really want to joke about something like...
Right, that is sort of serious. And do they want to... They might be seen by other hackers as sort of making fun of them, and then they'll just hack more.
And it could be like used against them in like lawsuit type things too.
Right, oh yeah, they didn't take it seriously. Yeah, so maybe they won't.
I don't know if it really helps them to touch on that much at all.
Quick, they got it. Yeah, they need to talk about it, but no more than a minute, I would say. You know, you show a slide here. We have the privacy. They have the identity theft protection up to $1 million. They'll talk about that. And then, you know, they'll say our shit is strong now. And then probably it'll be hacked right after the show, right after the press conference. During the press conference, everything will be hacked. So, yeah, I mean, are you excited about Vita? Forget about the name.
I'm excited to check it out at E3. I don't know that. I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. I don't know if it's something that I'm going to be wanting and something I will use on a daily basis or anything. But it looks powerful. It looks neat.
I haven't seen anything yet that makes me really want to get it. But hey, that's the cool thing about this press conference. Right at the press conference, we're going to be able to play all this shit. So we don't even need an appointment with Sony. We're going to be able to check out a lot of good shit right there.
I think their press conference is going to be really good.
Yeah,
I think
it's an all day. It's a 3:30. It starts at 3:30 p.m. and it ends at 9:30.
Yeah, well, I think even just the standard press conference part of it, I think is going to be really strong this year. They're going to have the Uncharted. They're going to have Resistance. They're going to have Twisted Metal, which really doesn't do all that much for me. Twisted Metal, but it'll be a fun thing to watch at the press conference.
Willow Smith.
Yes,
and food trucks. Cheese balls, dude. One of the names of the trucks is cheese balls. That's going to be good, dude. When you combine balls and cheese, only good things happen.
Unless that's what I always say.
Unless it's the kind that's on your balls that smells funny because you didn't take a shower in a while. That's not good. Okay, so that's Monday. And I don't even think we have anything planned for Monday night, do we? We have no party to go to on Monday night.
Well, the Sony press conference goes till 10 or whatever,
right? Oh, right. Good. We're all set then. See? No problems. And then after party in our hotel rooms. For sure. Okay, so that's Monday. Then we got Tuesday.
Tuesday, Nintendo. That press conference will be huge.
That's going to be awesome. Love to see a new console.
They're going to have a lot of big name games at that, I bet. Like third party stuff.
Right, Modern Warfare 3.
I would expect to see it there.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. I'm really excited I'm giving Nintendo the benefit of the doubt, the chance to win me back, so to speak.
The controller is the thing that I'm really anxious to see.
Yes. They haven't made a good controller in a long time. Ever, actually.
The Super Nintendo controller was good.
But I mean, not really. It's not really ergonomic. It's like, that's probably why my wrists hurt so much, you know, from playing so much Super Nintendo in college. So yeah, let's, I mean, I'm excited for them. I'm willing to, you know, they had me when I was, eight or whenever, NES came out, and they had me for Super Nintendo. And after Super Nintendo, they pretty much lost me. I didn't get a Nintendo 64. I got a GameCube, but I got it really late because it was like basically free. And that, and the Wii, you know, it's horrible. So here's their big shot. I'm excited. I'm really excited to see what they got. Okay, so that's in the morning, and then after that, what do we got?
Then we start seeing appointments. We get Namco Bandai is our first appointment. So
skipping that one, can't make that. And I noticed that you've scheduled that at noon.
Yeah, yeah.
That's when are we supposed to eat lunch? You from 11 to 12? We're supposed to eat lunch.
Yes, that is when we're supposed to eat lunch.
I'm not. My wife has told me I'm not allowed to skip any meals. She's worried about my well-being. I'm not even kidding. You think I'm kidding?
I have we ever skipped meals?
Well, no. I don't know. I see 12 to 1. I get all worried. And I see 1 to 2, and I get worried. Well, what does Namco have? Pac-Man
They do have
toaster?
Pac-Man for the 3DS. Not a toaster or anything, but just okay. For the 3DS, they have Pac-Man. They have Soul Calibur 5. Mm-hmm. Check that out. I'm curious to see how that stacks up to Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter and all the modern
I will
fighters.
Tell you how it stacks up right now. It will not be as good as Mortal Kombat.
I have that same feeling, but I still want to see it for myself.
Okay, yeah.
They have new Ace Combat, and they have Dark Souls, which is...
So I'll be at Fatburger during that. Check
okay.
it out.
Okay. Great.
We'll see. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
If they have Soul Calibur there, we at least have to play Soul Calibur against each
okay.
other.
Okay. Okay. That's true. I remember getting a dream. My roommate got a Dreamcast. I think we might have went in on it together. And we got Soul Calibur. And we were like, holy shit. This is like having an arcade machine in your house.
That first Soul Calibur was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like, wow. Okay. So that's Namco.
And then from there, we go to Warner Brothers.
And oh, we're actually boycotting Warner Brothers.
Are we?
Yeah.
For how
yeah.
long? Just like for another 4 days? Or what?
I'm unified with Kotaku. Boycotting. Wait, let's talk about that. People may
okay,
not know.
Let's get into that right now. This is a good time for that.
Yeah, explain, because I only just saw, I don't really know too much about it.
I don't know all of the details, but Kotaku tweeted today, Joel Johnson of Kotaku tweeted that Kotaku will not be covering Warner Brothers video games for the next 3 months due to their use of NDAs to lock in exclusives with other outlets.
Okay, so that means they have some other outlets are going to get like exclusive previews or something like that. And according to the NDA that Kotaku had to sign, and I guess everybody else, they're not allowed to write anything about what the other sites wrote about?
That's correct. It's a typical NDA. I mean, that's how when I get NDAs or embargoes or whatever, that's how I handle it, is that this is my embargo. If somebody writes something up, they probably had a different embargo. I mean, that's kind of the way it works.
But the other ones say that you can't write about somebody else's article?
I don't go into that much of detail. We're not a news site.
That's their complaint.
Their way they're handling it is really silly.
It is silly.
They're going to put a 3 month window on here. Okay. So
why even do a 3 month window? Why not just do it forever?
Because after 3 months, Batman comes out and they want to cover Batman.
So this accomplishes nothing, basically, except that they come off looking like babies.
Pretty much. I mean, I get their sentiment, but at the same time, they have to realize that, they kind of have to play ball with the publishers because
this is how the industry works.
Yeah, they're the ones that control the content.
It's not like
journalists.
For everybody else, they're always playing ball. And I don't mean when I say they, I mean everybody, not just Kotaku. You're playing ball with everybody, okay? You know. So in this particular case, they've given some exclusives out, and they won't let you. They tell you not to write about it. I agree. That's doesn't make a lot of sense. I don't know why they've decided to add that to their NDA. But to say that we're not going to cover it or we're boycotting, basically, is what they're saying. Well, I guess they're not allowed to cover it anyway. Right?
According well, to but they,
oh, they're, no, not, they're not going to sign
that.
The NDA.
They won't cover, like, in that 3 months. There's not a ton that Warner Brothers is putting out in the 3 months, but they wouldn't cover, for instance, the Mortal Kombat DLC characters. Because those are going to come out, and I guess Kotaku's just not going to tell people when those are available on Xbox Live and PSN. Okay.
Okay.
There's a lot of sites that will cover it.
And the other problem is Kotaku probably posts 50 things a day, and that shit just gets buried in there anyway. It probably doesn't really make a lick of difference to Warner Brothers, you know?
Kotaku's a big site.
Of course.
I'm sure they would like Kotaku, or Warner Brothers would like Kotaku to post about it. And I don't know. I guess Kotaku's just trying to throw their weight around a little bit here and get the same kind of exclusives, or get rid of the exclusives in the business that the IGNs and the game trailers of the world get. But good luck.
Good luck. Yeah. I mean, we'll see how it turns out. I can predict that probably nothing will come of it. But I guess give it a shot, I guess. I don't know.
It's really going to be difficult, though, now when, say, they review Batman Arkham City.
Right, because people are going to think that there's already some bias towards...
Like, even if there's not, like, all of the comments on that review are going to make some mention about this.
Yeah, it doesn't make... I mean, look... If I was Kotaku, and I don't know, I understand it's none of my business, but we got to fill like an hour and change here, so we'll talk about it. If I'm Kotaku, I would, you know, maybe let people be aware that this practice is going on and that we don't like the practice. You know, write up a post saying this is, you know, one of the things that's wrong with that we feel is wrong with the industry, and this is maybe what we would do to change it. And, you know, this really just hurts our readers. And rather than doing a boycott, which would also hurt our readers, because I'm sure they have a lot of loyal readers who just, they only look at Kotaku and they get their gaming news from Kotaku and that's it. So, you know, rather than hurting our readers, we'll still cover Warner Brothers, but we really disagree with this type of, you know, concession that we need to make. I think that's maybe a more grown up way of handling it and, you know, probably more effective actually. More effective.
I get where, like, if we were a news site and we could go to a different site and read it and not report on it, I get where that would be super frustrating. And I'm sure they're getting, like, a bunch of tips going, why aren't you guys reporting on this and everything? And they're just standing there with their hands tied because they can't do anything about it.
No, I agree. It's stupid. I agree that this Warner Brothers thing is stupid, but I think that Kotaku is not handling it the way, at least not the way I would handle it, which, you know, may or not be the right way.
Thank goodness we don't have to deal with it.
It sounds horrible. You know, what people have to deal with. It just sounds like it would make you insane. But yeah, that is good. And the stuff that we do have to deal with, you deal with.
That's easy stuff there. That's why we primarily just do reviews and stuff, is so that we don't have to get into the politics as much.
Yeah, lame stuff. We were talking about Warner Brothers. We got sidetracked a little bit, but totally looking forward to Batman.
I started playing that.
I saw.
I had never played Arkham Asylum before.
How did that happen?
It just happened. I mean, I probably got a bunch of stuff in there for review and just never got around to it.
What'd you think of it?
I'm liking it so far. It's very well done.
The new one sounds awesome with the open world. I mean,
yeah, I'm interested to see how they pull. I mean, the first one's pretty open,
but now you're in a more of a city environment, so you can, you know, glide. And to as like a real form of transportation, I know you can do it in Arkham Asylum, but you just don't. It's not like a lot of cause or need for doing so.
Can you do the just cause thing and shoot the bat hook into the ground and then do the parachute thing with his cape?
I don't think that would work so well in this. It would look a little odd. I don't know if Batman would want to be putting holes in how many holes he wants to put in the city as he's traveling around. So that's actually one of my most anticipated games of the show.
And then you have that Lord of the Rings War in the North game as well. That looks pretty
good. What is that? I don't even know what that is.
That is a action RPG, I believe.
Oh, cool. Okay.
I'm trying to remember who's developing it. I'll have to look that up.
I love those EA ones on the last generation of consoles. I think I played all of them.
Oh, yeah, those were pretty good. The ones based on the movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, those were all right.
Those were pretty well done.
Yeah. Let me see here. And then they also have
Green Lantern.
Green Lantern. Which I'm not sure. Maybe it'll be all right.
Mm. The movie doesn't even look like it's gonna be good. It's gonna be too silly. I feel like they're making too many jokes with it, you know, like they're not taking the subject matter seriously. And that's what makes a good comic book movie, is when you take this shit seriously. We don't need comic relief every 3 minutes. Okay, we also on Tuesday, we're gonna go after that, after Warner Brothers, we're gonna take a look at Electronic Arts, who all have a lot of games that I want to see, actually.
Yeah, they have an insane amount of games this year. Oh, it was Snowblind Studios that are doing the Lord of the Rings. So they're the guys that did Champions Return to Arms and Champions of Norrath and Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance.
Right. Awesome. Love those games.
Yeah, so this could be really good.
Yes, I'm fired up. Okay, cool. Warner Brothers is coming on strong here.
They should. So I mean, EA. They have a lot of good properties. EA, we got Mass Effect 3.
Which is now not delayed till next year.
That's all right.
That's okay. Okay, yeah. Always the presentations of Mass Effect 3 are always exciting. I remember last year's presentation. Do you remember what? I bet you remember exactly what they showed last year.
Sure. Was that last year or was that the year before?
I mean the year before.
Okay. Of course I remember. They showed up towards the beginning of the game.
Right. Yeah. They showed the part where the ship gets blown apart and he's basically walking inside the ship, but the top is blown off. So it's like in space and it's all silent. I remember that. I mean, I couldn't tell you what happened in probably any of the other presentations we saw for games, like what part of the game they showed. But that, you know, was pretty awesome. It was pretty jaw dropping. So definitely looking forward to what they have there. Hoping that they're not dumbing it down more, because that seems to be what people are worried about.
It's going to be awesome. I'm not worried about Mass Effect 3 at all.
Okay. So if there's one thing we don't need to worry about, it's Mass Effect 3.
That game's going to be great.
It's going to be great. Okay. I'm with
you. It's in good hands. We know the people that are working on that. It's going to be great.
Okay. I'm with you. And I think Battlefield 3 will also be great. I really loved the last one. You didn't really get into 2 very much, did you?
I played it some, but not a ton. It was good.
Well, the last one was...
Oh, wait. The last one had Bad Company? Battlefield 2 or Bad Company?
Bad Company.
I played at Bad Company. Yeah, I didn't really play the last straight-out Battlefield.
But Bad Company is really Battlefield 2. I mean, I know there's a Battlefield 2 also, but for all intents and purposes, you know... That's what we're talking about in terms of the last Battlefield game. But I'm excited for Battlefield 3. I watched that whole 15 minutes of footage of whatever it was, even though I'm pretty sure that was running on a high-end PC, and it's not going to look like that on Xbox or PlayStation. I sunk a lot of hours into that last game. I mean, a lot of hours, like 40 or 50 hours, something like that. And I'm still terrible. Didn't really matter, but it was fun. So looking forward to that. I don't know what this next thing is, and I may not even know how to say it.
I think it's Kingdom of Amular Reckoning. This is the new RPG. It's actually by the lead designer of Oblivion and Morrowind.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so it's another RPG, similar kind of art style, I guess, as those games. But this one's supposed to have some like God of War action type of stuff to it. So I'm looking forward to see if that's any good. I mean,
so it's like Oblivion, but with a more refined fighting system.
Right. I'm not sure how much it goes. Like, the question is
how far does it go to Oblivion?
Yeah. So that I'm looking forward to that just because I don't know a lot about it.
Okay.
And then there's Need for Speed, which will be good.
The Run.
Yes.
Which they are basically doing Cannonball Run, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I hope there's like a... like a skin pack or whatever that makes it kind of vintage, like Cannonball Run?
Do you know, I think most people don't know this because they didn't buy the DLC, but for Hot Pursuit, there's a Lamborghini pack. And if you buy that, one of the races there is called Cannonball. And you drive an 80s Countach, and like the load screen, when that level is loading, you see a speed limit sign with a, red X on it. And it's a really long stretch of highway, so you can go really fast on it. I think they're going to do that, Chip. I think they know they need to borrow liberally from
that. That sounds awesome. As long as they know that sounds awesome.
Yeah, I hope so. But that game is awesome. I just went back and played some Hot Pursuit this morning, and boy, it's awesome. What else?
And then they have SSX, the new one of those. Curious to see how that is turning out.
Super SX is like bum 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 bum. That's how the song went. You remember? Mm-hmm. Super SX. Yeah, we love that game.
It was good. I hope it's more like that and less like Call of Duty. that one trailer they showed a while back, I think at the was that at the VGAs, I believe?
Where I don't know.
They were like dropping out of helicopters like they were special operatives. that did not look like the direction I wanted SSX to go. So
I never even watched that trailer, actually.
Hopefully it is more like extreme. Like, I think it's okay at this point to bring back the extrematude that all the alternative sports games had.
Yeah. And I like the tricky one too, when it played tricky.
That's really all you need is anytime you get into fever mode or whatever, it just goes into tricky.
Or any Run DMC would be fine, really.
Yeah, I'm all right with that. My Adidas, that could start going up.
Yeah, you be illin.
Mm-hmm. All fine choices.
First cassette tape I ever bought.
Really?
Raising hell.
Mine was Coolie High Harmony.
Bone Thugs and Harmony?
Coolie High Harmony.
But what's the, who's the, who's
Boys
the,
to Men.
Boys to Men, Boys to Men. Okay. I couldn't remember the name of the group. I was close. I got the boys right. Yeah. And also at EA, they're showing the Star Wars MMO, which, I watched that leaked footage. It looked kind of good. Probably not for me, but for somebody. After EA, so that's pretty much it for EA. A lot of good stuff there. Then we're going to check out Sega.
Yeah, and it's good stuff at Sega, too. They brought back Aliens Colonial Marines as Risen from the Dead. It seems like Gearbox, that's their thing now. They go in and take properties that everybody thought was dead.
This is a Gearbox joint?
Yeah, this is a Gearbox joint now.
This is from the movie, I'm assuming, right?
Colonial Marines. This is related to the Aliens movies, yes.
Right, okay. So it's the Aliens license, and it's a first. I don't know anything about it. I haven't read anything about it.
This, I believe, is the one that was like an RPG, wasn't it?
Oh, okay, okay.
Look this up. It's a first-person shooter based on the characters and creatures of the Alien franchise. So I don't know if it's a straight-up first-person shooter. It looks like it might be. So I don't know. It's Gearbox, so it'll probably be all right. Huh. I like Gearbox stuff. It just scares me that they're going back to, like, the Duke Nukem thing is the only thing that scares me about Gearbox. I want that to be good, and I'm not sold on that. So that's the only thing that's scares me a little bit about Gearbox at this point. But the Aliens is always a good time if it's done right. Aliens versus Predator was kind of meh, but Colonial Marines, it looks like it should be decent. I'm looking forward to seeing that. And then Sega also has Sonic Generations. That's with Chubby Sonic.
What kind of game is that? How are they doing? How are they going to ruin Sonic this time?
That's for us to find out.
Okay.
That's why we go to these Sonic meetings every year.
Dude, that's Sonic. By the way, I guess I told you, I bought that Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing. That's awesome.
It's good.
It's really good. It's really a great kart game. Really good.
The best guy to use is the Samurai Amigo guy.
He is? Why is he the best?
He's good. He just controls really well. He turns really well. He's pretty fast. Check him out. That's a pro tip right there. Samurai Amigo guy.
Okay. I'm playing on easy. So.
I think his name is Amigo.
It is.
Yeah. And then we're checking out Binary Domain and Anarchy Reigns, which I don't really know a ton about either one of those. I know Anarchy Reigns is like a brawler.
Okay, we'll see. All right.
Yeah.
Don't know anything about it. Well, so that's our Tuesday. And then let's see. I'm looking at our calendar here. Tuesday night, what do you got going on? Michael Pachter party.
And, that's always balling.
And Edar. Jesse from Edar. Yeah, that'll be fun. And then the usual Bethesda party. And there's a Konami thing that night too, but I haven't heard anything else about it. They sent me like a save the date, but that's it. Did you get the save the date too or no? Oh, you did. Okay.
I did.
Nothing else.
I haven't heard anything back about that. Yeah.
Okay. So busy Tuesday night.
We'll be partying somewhere.
Well, there'll be beer and gamers talking about games.
Really nerdy stuff. Yep.
Right. Right. The nerdism in the air must be off the chart. So Wednesday, what do we got on Wednesday?
Wednesday, we start off with 2K Games and we get to see Duke Nukem Forever, which we just talked about. So
no interest in that.
I'm interested just to, like, as a curiosity, just to see.
Can't be good.
What
can't
they've
be
done.
Good. Can't be good.
It's almost a miracle just if it's okay, right?
Yeah. It's going to be Metacritic 60. 60. Fine, 61.
I think it's going to be like a 66 Metacritic.
We're going to see XCOM, which I'm interested in. We saw that presentation last year.
Yeah, and that's basically nothing on that since then.
Right. Yeah, not a peep. I think they got a lot of negative feedback from a lot of the previews. Although I thought it looked kind of good, but it was definitely early. Like, it looked early, but I liked the idea of, like, tracking down aliens, and by tracking down, I guess, killing aliens in, like, real life scenario, like suburban, you know, America. Scenario from like the 60s, I guess, right? It takes place in the 60s.
It was 50s or 60s, somewhere 50, in there.
It had a cool look to it.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm looking forward to it.
And then and, the Darkness 2, we'll also see there.
You finished the first one, right?
No, I have not. That's another one I was going to try to play before we went. I've only played the demo of that.
I finished it. It was good. It was fun. It gets really weird, but it's it never stopped being fun, and so I finished it. So yeah, looking forward to, but that's the game that dropped in price like in like 2 months. It dropped to like $20 somehow. But yeah, looking forward to that, to seeing that. And what else?
Then we make a quick stop by the Turtle Beach booth and check out their new headphones.
Right, we try to get some free headphones.
Mm-hmm. So that'll be a good time. One of us,
I'm a good Turtle Beach customer,
the other one,
by the way.
Sticks them in their bag.
I'm a very good Turtle Beach customer. I have the X4 ones and the X4s. So now it's time to pay me back with these PX threes. Is that the new one? Or five? I can't remember, but something. No, I would buy it. I don't care. I just want to check it out. And then, yes, THQ.
Your boys.
My boys. So they're going to have Metro Last Light, which is the sequel to Metro 2033, which we both played and liked. Right?
Yeah, of course. I'm just waiting for you to get to the game of show here.
Game of show is Saints Row the Third, a.k.a. Saints Row starring GBD.
In that trailer today.
it's not me in the trailer.
There was a bald white dude. It was totally you.
He gets punched in the face. Really
I know.
Hard.
Even more reason. That was totally you.
It was totally
Did you get punched in the face by a black guy? I can't remember.
I don't remember. I'm really looking forward to the game, not just because I have a very small, you know, pedestrian. It's a pedestrian role in both terms of the word. But it was fun recording the dialogue, and I'm sure the game is going to be awesome. The second one was so awesome. It sounds like they're really going balls out, and maybe literally even. I can't wait to see it. I would have been really, really bummed out if we didn't have an appointment to see this.
I made it so.
Thank you. And I'll get to meet the people that I recorded the lines with, too. They'll be there, so that's going to be exciting. And I don't really care about Warhammer 40,000 Space Marine. What is that? It's a RPG, right? Not RPG, a RTS?
I don't think that one is.
Oh, they're changing it up? Action style?
I think it's an action shooter game.
Oh, okay. I don't know anything about the Warhammer universe. I never really looked into it.
Third-person action game, according to Wikipedia.
Okay. I like third-person action games.
By Relic.
Okay. So that's THQ. After that, we head over to Activision. Oh, I see you got. Now we know what we're seeing. Okay.
I don't know. Those are just things that I think we'll be seeing in Activision.
Okay, you're guessing.
I'm guessing, yes.
Okay, what do we got?
We have Prototype 2. Mm-hmm. I did not play the first.
I did. I played a lot of the first, but I didn't finish it. I got kind of bored of it. It was pretty good, actually. It just for the first one, it was pretty good. It needed to be tighter. Everything about it needed to be tighter. The controls were too complicated. The you had cool powers, but I don't know. It sounds weird to say this, but there was like almost too many of them. There was dozens and dozens of moves, and they got very complicated. And I can only really remember a few. If you're gonna make me do all these weird stick and button combinations, I really can only remember like three of those. So when you put in like 30 of them into the game, I'm still only gonna know three. But I'm looking forward to seeing what they've done with it.
And then I'm assuming Spider-Man Edge of Time will be there.
Who's developing that, by the way?
That's Beenox. Beenox is the official Spider-Man developer now.
Okay, they did the last two?
They did the last one.
Okay, they didn't do Shattered. No, what was the one before Shattered?
They didn't do Web of Shadows.
Okay.
I think that was the last one. They did Spider-Man Quadrophenia or whatever the last one was called. the Fantastic Four Spider-Man edition or whatever.
Okay. I never tried that one.
But that's a good game. You should try that.
Yeah.
It's good. Okay. I think this one will be good too.
Okay.
And then, of course, I think we're going to see some Modern Warfare 3.
Mm-hmm.
And the one
should
I'm
we talk about the Elite thing now?
Yeah, let's talk about that. Let's talk about Modern Warfare 3 Elite. Are you for or against? Go.
So, first of all, in case you're living under a rock, Activision announced they're doing this thing called Modern Warfare Elite, or Call of Duty Elite, which I guess gets you... It's basically a social platform for Call of Duty, which lets you match up with gamers that are like you, and also, I guess, get really detailed stats. Part of it is going to be free, and part of it will not be free. And they haven't really said much about the part. They haven't really said which is which yet, right? Which is free, which is not free.
They're basically saying everything that you'd want to be free is free for now.
And stuff that you'd expect to pay for, like maps.
Yeah.
Is this really just like the Rockstar Pass where they're going to say, okay, if you pay $2 a month, you'll get all the DLC for free?
I don't know. They're going to say something about this at E3, I'm sure. They've been putting a lot of details out because it was so confusing, and I'm still super confused, and I kind of am not that interested.
Why wouldn't they just wait for E3?
Well, because it leaked, I think.
But even still, it's so close. Just wait. Where they can explain it, I don't know.
I'm not that a big enough Modern Warfare online player that it interests me enough. So. Right. It doesn't affect me one way or the other, so I can't get that upset or that excited about it either way. Mm-hmm. I'll probably go to the website and look at my stats once or twice in my lifetime.
Right.
Just like I have on the Bungie site that does it really well already.
Right. So it'll probably be like, Bungie, you can pay for Bungie Pro or something like that. I forget what it's called, but it basically lets you upload HD videos. So maybe it's going to just be something like that. I don't know. I mean, I don't care. We did this survey on CAG. Actually, I haven't looked at the results in a while. Maybe now's a good time to check that out. But last time I looked, it was most people said they had no interest in paying anything for it.
Imagine that on Cheap-Ass Gamer.
Right.
We're going to not pay for something.
Oh, here it is. Here it is. Okay. I don't know. I think, it was probably really too early to have this poll because we don't know much about it. Okay, so 469 people responded to this poll. Will you pay a $7.99 or less monthly fee for extra Modern Warfare 3 features and content? Only two people voted yes. That's less than 0.5%. 2% said they're leaning towards yes. 12% said leaning towards no. And 85% said definitely no. But I don't know. That seems high to me, even on keg. I think more than that will actually go for it when they find out what it is. But okay, so that's and Activision X-Men Destiny. What's that? I didn't even hear anything about that.
That's the Silicon Knights X-Men game. Got some Dyak up in there.
Boy.
That's going to be good.
Too human?
Yeah, some too human. X-Men style.
We'll see.
I want to see it. I like too human.
I want to see it too.
I like talking to Dennis Dyack.
You do?
Yeah, he's a fun dude to talk to.
All right. He's like a tortured soul in a way. Literally tortured. verbally tortured. Then after that, we're going to go move on to see Bethesda.
Yes, we are. Skyrim.
Skyrim.
Did you see the big ads today? They're up on the Figueroa Hotel already.
I saw.
That's exciting.
Yeah. I'm very excited. And that's coming out this year, right?
Oh yeah, that's November.
Oh yeah. Give me some Skyrim. And what else? I mean, I don't know anything about it. They haven't really said anything about it, right?
They said it was going to be awesome. and that it'll take a million hours to play.
Perfect.
I mean, and it's not going to have any bugs this time. No bugs.
No, zero.
Zero bugs, no glitches, perfect frame rate.
Yep.
And the people's faces are going to look better than L.A. Noire.
That would be tough.
Did you see the picture that somebody posted of me in L.A. Noire?
I did.
That was creepy. Like, it's not exactly me, but it definitely resembles me.
Yeah, it's 40s you.
Right. Like, I think I need to get that haircut and that sweater. Mm-hmm. That sweater was fantastic.
Yes.
They also have Rage at Bethesda.
Which they showed last year, I remember.
Yeah, that's that really pretty looking game where everybody's hunched over.
Right, and it's like, and it looks like it's Mad Max, basically.
Yeah, like a Quasimodo version of Mad Max.
Right, because, they're mutated a little bit, right?
I don't know. It's just they're all like hunched over. Like every person you see, like a screenshot of somebody, they're like running at you, but like an ape.
Yeah, I think they're mutated. I could assume.
It's visually striking.
Okay.
I liked the iPhone version.
I like that too.
Yeah. And then we have Prey 2.
Mm-hmm. I finished that first one.
Oh, of course.
It was pretty good.
The only thing to play on 360 back then.
That's right. It was pretty good. I don't know if I needed a sequel, but maybe. Hey, you know what? It did have some pretty cool gameplay mechanics.
Well, forget about all those. There's no more vagina doors. There's no more gravity type stuff. You haven't read anything about this or heard anything about
this? Nah.
You are an intergalactic bounty hunter now that is not Tommy.
Am I an Indian at all?
I don't think so, no. You look like
I'm not even
Caucasian.
An Indian?
No.
I'm a white dude?
Yes.
Dude.
Going into outer space to fight to get bounties on aliens.
What? What?
Prey 2.
But why not just make it a new game? Why does it need Prey? Was Prey that much of a runaway success that people are looking for that any game you have to put Prey 2 on a game?
I don't know. It's such an odd thing. Like, I don't know. I guess they had a name.
That's really weird. Okay, well, we're going to see it, and then maybe it's awesome.
Oh, it could be awesome. It's just odd that they're calling it Prey 2. Like, Prey definitely has a lot of stuff that you remember. Like, you remember the vagina doors. You remember the portals.
I remember the spiritual Indian shit. I remember, like, the death walk.
Like, yeah, you never died in that game. You just went in and shot ghosts or birds or something, right?
Yeah, something. Yeah. So, I'm confused, but maybe we're
play
a bounty
hunt in that game.
Yep, it had what was this? Don't Fear the Reaper? No, what was on there? Mm-hmm. There was something good on there. You'll have to look that up.
Yeah, I'll have to look that up.
Maybe we're hunting alien Indians. That doesn't really make any sense. I don't know.
I don't think there's any Native Americans in Prey 2, but I could be wrong. Maybe that's the big reveal.
I don't know. Indians are so hot right now. I figured they would want to capitalize on that.
They're so hot that they're called Native Americans now. I'm not sure if you knew that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, is Indians insulting? It's only insulting if you use it as a name for a baseball team, I think. I think. I don't know. Anyway, okay, so that's Bethesda, right?
That is Bethesda. And then we go and then we see Tomb Raider.
Mm-hmm.
The reboot of Tomb Raider, the 32nd reboot of Tomb Raider.
Who's making this one?
I believe it's the Tomb Raider people. Isn't it Crystal Dynamics still?
Oh, okay. They have to do it. Do they own that IP?
Well, they don't own it anymore because Square Enix owns it.
Hmm.
But I think they are still the developers.
All right. Okay, so I like Tomb Raider. I don't know what else to say about it, but I like it.
Yeah. It looks a little bit different. Like, they've totally redone her character this time. So she's no longer, like, this rich aristocrat. She's like...
Oh. She's homeless now? She should be, like, a smelly homeless bag lady. That would be good. And she's angry. Like, you know, like that movie Hobo with a Shotgun? They should do that, but with... It's a female hobo.
She kind of looks hobo-ish a little bit.
She got the tank top
still.
Like, ginormous cans?
No, she doesn't.
Oh, it's normal cans.
Yeah, normal now.
Oh, I like normal cans. Good. Cool. I'm all right. I'm interested.
In the normal cans. That got you interested.
Yeah, sure.
That should be the subtitle.
Tomb Raider 2. Realistic breasts. Not warping female body image for young women around the world. What's after that?
She's even wearing pants now, it looks like.
Wow. Pants. No short shorts?
Not short shorts, but it looks like she's got the pistol things on her hips still.
Mm,
so good. It looks like maybe the pants could rip up to where those pistol holders are at.
We'll have to wait and see.
I'm going to say that t-shirt gets ripped a little bit during the game.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm. Then we see some more Square Enix stuff. I know Dungeon Siege 3 will be there. I played the demo of that. Did you try that out?
I don't even know what that is.
You've never played Dungeon Siege?
No. What is it?
It's an action RPG. Similar to like a Diablo type of thing.
Where'd you get the demo?
It's on Xbox Live now.
It is? Is that new?
It came out a couple days ago, yes.
Oh, okay. Cool. Is it good?
It's okay. Like, I need to play the whole game to see how the customization and everything actually plays
Japanese?
Out.
It's not Japanese.
No,
right?
No. Good. It's not Japanese. It's made by Obsidian.
Oh, cool. Okay, I'm gonna download that. Check it out.
And it could be fun, co-op and everything. And then we see Konami, which I'm not really sure what Konami is going to show us.
All right. They're having a party. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then Wednesday night. Let me look at... Oh, Wednesday night's the CAG party. And we probably have to go eat lobster before that.
That's what I was thinking, too. That's lobster dinner night, I think.
I see a big window here between Konami and CAG party, which we can fill with lobster, which is good.
It's a lobster-shaped hole right there in the calendar.
Yeah, totally. Totally. Okay, so then CAG party, and then Thursday morning. Wait a minute, what happened here? Okay, there we go. Thursday morning, what do we got?
We have Atari.
I don't even have that on my calendar. What time is that?
That's at 10.
9? 10?
Yes.
All right. I'll write that. I think I'm busy. Oh, I just noticed I was busy on that one.
I figured you want to check out Warlords.
Why would you figure that?
You seem like a Warlords guy. Yeah. They've got a couple remakes, and then they might have The Witcher 2 there as well for 360.
I'm putting that down as a half-hour appointment.
That is a half-hour appointment. Okay, good. Correct.
Okay, good.
And then we follow that up with Nyko.
Can only go downhill from Atari. Okay, Nyko. All right, always Nyko. You know what? Nyko was really nice to us one year, and they hooked us up with an invite, right? With a
that was my first E3.
That was your first E3. They hooked up Shipwreck with an invite. That was the year they did the invitation only. E3.
Where that you was could not the even super lame E3. That was so funny.
Oh yeah,
up and play anything. There was not more than one person in front of you at any game.
That was the one where it was in the tiny room, right? Or no?
Yeah, that was the one where it was in the hall in between South and West Hall.
Right.
Like where they have like the art show, I think.
See. Yeah, and they had meeting rooms, a lot of meeting rooms.
Right? Lots of meeting rooms. That was the This Is Vegas year.
Yeah, so they hooked us up, hooked up Shipwreck, but in turn hooking us up. And so...
Now we play ball.
Now we play ball, and now we turn the favor by checking out their wares.
They have some good stuff, too. Like, they always have some nicely made controllers.
Right. Right. And they always have booth babes with orange wigs and boots.
And they have carrier bags as well. Wombat's a big fan.
Okay. Well, all right. What else we got on Thursday?
We have an hour-long appointment with Deus Ex.
That's too long. What? See, they're making a mistake, I think. An hour long for one game? I predict people will fall asleep. And you know what? Deus Ex looks awesome. Mm-hmm. I've seen it a couple times. It looks really cool, and I'm really interested in the game. But by Thursday, like an hour, I don't know. It's going to be tough.
Well, we're like heading through the home stretch here, though.
Okay.
You get a lot of good games here towards the end.
Okay, here we go.
You got Deus Ex, then we follow it up with an hour with Dead Island.
Okay, all right. I like zombies. I like killing zombies. I'm down.
And then we get to Hitman Absolution.
Yes, I love the last Hitman game. It was awesome. I think a lot of people did not play the last Hitman game because they had played the earlier Hitman games and found them too frustrating and too like constrained, I guess. Like, it was so easy to fail a mission.
Yeah, that was always my problem with the Hitman series. Yeah,
and they changed that with the Blood Money, I think, was the other one.
Sounds about right.
I said it before, I'll say it again, has one of the best endings, most satisfying endings in a video game. Ever. In the history of video games.
I will YouTube it then.
It won't be satisfying in that way. Hmm. Maybe I should spoil the ending right now.
No, let's not spoil the ending because somewhere out there, somebody's going to play that game.
No, they're not.
Just because of what you said right now.
They won't. It probably. I don't know how well it's going to hold up. You know.
Tell me how it ends.
Really?
Why not? Tell me how it ends.
So you die at the end. Okay. I forget what happened. I guess someone injects you with something and kills you at the end. And the credits start to roll. And your coffin, you're in like, it's your wake, basically.
Okay.
You're in like a glass church, and you're lying in the coffin, the lid is open, and you're in your suit and everything. And everyone's in the audience of the church, whatever you call it, the pews, I guess. Is that what you call that?
That is what churchgoers call those, yes.
Pews, okay. And you're in there.
That's
and
what you sit in.
By the way, this is years ago, so if I get this wrong, I apologize, but... So you're in there and it's playing Ave Maria and you're dead. You're in the thing. But all of a sudden, you feel like you feel the controller vibrate and your like heart starts beating again. So basically somebody like injected you with something to make you appear dead.
The Romeo and Juliet virus.
Right. Exactly. So you wake up and you wake up and I guess I forget how you get the guns, but basically you go on a killing spree in the church. You kill all the people who kind of fucked you over throughout the game, and you get to do something which you really haven't been able to do throughout the game, which is run and gun and just blow people away and kill them in kind of gory fashion. I think you can pick up like some gardening tools and start killing people in like the church shed or something. But that's how the game ends. And so it basically lets you do something that you couldn't do the whole game but sort of wanted to do. And then you finally get to do it and that's the end of the game. So it really came together as an awesome game ending. And I really haven't seen a better one since I've played that. Maybe the Portal ending, the original Portal. I haven't finished the second one yet.
Oh, okay. But that does sound like a good ending. It's just a good thing that the Embalmer was in on this plan.
Yeah, there were people involved, I think, in the plan. So, yeah, that was awesome. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to Hitman. Yeah, can't wait.
And then we check out BioShock Infinite. Our last appointment is with BioShock Infinite.
Which looks awesome. I've been watching, I think, all of the videos that they've released so far. And, yeah, that looks awesome. I mean, what else can you say? It looks awesome. So that's our E3 right there, right? And then... Thursday night, I don't think we have anything scheduled party-wise.
Well, we'll probably do a show or something somewhere in there.
Yeah. Or audio booths.
Mm-hmm.
Or a show. We'll see. Okay. So that's our E3 in a nutshell. It sounds pretty jam-packed.
It's going to be a good year. We're going to see a lot of stuff in a little bit of time.
Let's see. Oh, there's some questions here.
Well, you picked up... Let's talk about some games you were playing. You picked up Dirt 3.
I picked up Dirt 3 just on a sort of random whim. But it got good reviews. That's why I picked it up. Because it wasn't that random. And I got to say, I'm very impressed. I've never played one of these Dirt games or Colin Mc... whatever. Colin Mc, I don't know who you are, games before.
He's and dead I'm now, really, you know.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
He died like in a car accident?
That sounds about right.
But I'll tell you, this Dirt game is really good. It's all, you know, sort of road rallies or off-road races or snow races or, you know, not your straight up like tarmac race. But it does a lot of things right. It has gives you a lot of variety and choice into what type of races you're going to compete in. The menu system is pretty neat, and the presentation is also very good. It makes you, when you play this game, it really highlights all the shit that they got wrong in Gran Turismo 5. And a lot of that has to do with the interface. Have you never tried Gran Turismo 5, right?
No, I have not. I've played the last Dirt game, though, and that had a really good interface.
There's a lot of waiting for shit to happen in Gran Turismo. A lot of black loading screens. A lot of, you know, just waiting for the races to load. If you want to start over, it takes forever. Everything just takes forever to happen in Gran Turismo. And that's not the case in Dirt 3. And it just really makes the game that much more enjoyable. But everything about it is really solid. The graphics are great. The control is great. The difficulty options are really good. You can customize, you know, basically the entire experience in terms of what kind of assists you want to use. Even like steering assists they have really everything. They got the racing line in this year. You can rewind the races up to 5 times. You can rewind during a race. You get a bonus if you don't use them, but it's really nice to have that there. You can easily upload your shit to YouTube if you like. It's really solid. If you're looking for an off-road racer, this is it. I mean, this is the one to get. So, I'm impressed. Very impressed. They had this cool mode called, I think, Gymkata. Was that the movie? Wasn't there a movie, Gymkata?
I'm not sure.
It's basically like you're doing tricks in your car. Like it's basically like freestyle driving. So there's things that you do donuts around. There's things that you drift through. There's jumps. There's things you smash into. But it's all basically about putting together an interesting looking performance. And that's one of the event types, which I think is new. It's a great game. It's very cool.
Colin McRae died in a helicopter crash that he was piloting. He was piloting the helicopter.
Yeah, that's always a mistake.
Yeah, you never want to be piloting a helicopter. Like, if it's one thing I've learned from video games, you don't ever want to be in a helicopter. Those things always go down.
I still can't drive the one in Battlefield. I've tried a lot. I hope Battlefield 3 has a way to let you practice, because there was no way to let you practice without being in an actual game, multiplayer game. Should we talk about Red Faction Armageddon? I mean, Wombat wrote a review of it. Or you wrote the review also, probably.
A combination of Wombat, me, and my wife. Mm-hmm, but Wombat actually did a pretty good job writing it this time.
He seemed to like... I mean, my gist that I got from reading the review was that he had fun playing the game, but it seemed confusing, like, why they went in this direction as opposed to building off the last game, which was this open world, you know, third-person action game that takes place on the surface of Mars, and now you're in a very linear, pretty much straightforward third-person shoot-'em-up corridor crawl. So it seems, you know, it seemed like he really liked the weapons, but, you know, he wasn't blown away by it. Although he did give it a very good, he gave it basically a 4 out of 5. So I don't know. I read Justin McElroy's review on Joystick, which is a very well-written review. He's like the best reviewer, I think. I mean, I'm excluding you, Shep.
Oh, of course. No, I like Justin's stuff, too.
And did you read his review?
I have not. I was busy with work/E3 planning, so I haven't had time to do review stuff here.
his reviews seem to be sort of a step above other reviews in that, I don't know, he's not just writing about the game. He's writing about the game, but also, you know, I don't know, he critiques it in a very unique way. Just check out the review and you'll see. But he didn't like it at all. He basically thought everything about it was mediocre except the weapons. He liked some of the weapons were fun, but didn't think that the king, he didn't really get any enjoyment out of killing the aliens. I agree. I like killing humanoids. I don't like killing like bug creatures that much, unless they're like those bug creatures in that what was that game?
Earth Defense Force?
Yeah, with the giant ants. I like killing those guys.
There's a new one of those coming out here at some point. I wonder if that's going to be D3.
Yeah, I like that last one. It needed a lot of polish. But I don't know. I'd love to try. I'm gonna have to try this Red Faction game because I really liked the last one a lot. But I can tell I'm gonna be disappointed already because it's. I would have been totally satisfied if they just sort of, you know, phoned it in and just made Red Faction Guerrilla 2, you know, and just, you know, tightened it up a little bit, you know, maybe added a little more interesting environments. But basically, this more of the same would have been totally fine for me. But I guess it wasn't fine for Volition.
Well, I think this is a different team at Volition because I think the team at Volition is doing Saints Row. Like the team that actually did Guerrilla.
But don't you think it would have made more sense just to go the like the quote unquote lazy route?
Oh yeah, no, I definitely do. Well, I haven't played this, so I don't know. But just
I'm also assuming that would be easier than making a whole new game. I could be wrong. I don't know. Maybe they couldn't update that tech to make it look how it needed to look, you know, for a game that's coming out this year. I don't know. But I just would have been happy with that. But okay, you get what you get, and I'll give it a shot at some point.
Let's hit up some CAG bag or tweets.
Okay.
Or show us your CAG bag.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit here. Okay, here we go. Oh, I don't know. Maybe we don't have time for that. Do we have time for that? I said we were going to devote the show mostly to questions, and I didn't do any questions. Okay, we'll do a few here. Ravenheart13, what do you guys think of the upcoming Mortal Kombat 9 DLC, and do you anticipate any further DLC? I would like to see Bo-Rai-Ray Cho. I don't know, even know who that is. What is the upcoming Mortal Kombat 9 DLC? They did the costumes, right? The pre-order costumes, the classic ones, and what, they have one new character?
They have Scarlet coming, and then they have another character coming, too. Who is it? Let's see. Scarlet's the brand new character. She's just been in the background. Like, it was a glitch before where it would turn...
I remember, yeah.
Melina red.
Yep.
And then the other one... Is Boru Cho the blind guy?
I think so.
Is that not who is coming?
Oh, I don't know.
Let me see.
Google here. That shit.
DLC.
I don't. You know what?
DLC.
I'm pretty happy with the selection of characters that come with the game. I don't know that I need to pay more money to get more characters. I have a way to go to like have mastered the character catalog. I don't think I need any new guys.
I'll pick him up. Kenshi. Kenshi's the blind guy. That's the other one that's coming.
Okay.
Yeah, Kenshi's coming. So those two are coming. I don't know if you'll get anything beyond that.
They did sell a lot of these, so don't be surprised if you see more.
Yeah, but at some point they got to start working on... Like, I don't think they have these guys stockpiled, and I think it takes a long time to actually make a fighter that works with everybody.
I see.
So, because you got to go through, you got to make a X-ray that works with them. You got to come up with new fatalities.
Yeah.
You got to make sure that they're compatible with all the other characters.
Right.
And the character select screen only has spots for 2 DLC, I think.
Oh, well, that's a pretty good hint.
So, unless they expand the selection screen, then I think 2 is probably all we're going to get. But who knows? I'd like to see more.
All right. Nafscub. Let's see. Oh, he wants to know the over under for E3 at E3, the number of digs. The number of digs at the PSN hack during Microsoft's press conference. Do you think they'll even mention it once? I don't think they'll even mention it once.
They're going to make a mention about how secure their network is,
but they won't mention Sony by name. No, they definitely won't.
No, I'll, not by name.
I guarantee it. No, they won't. It's kind of, I don't know. It's like Shipwreck said earlier, it's not really something like to joke about. I mean, if somebody, there's some probably some people out there that, you know, got affected by this and, you know, they probably don't want to really talk about it too much. The MGDIG writes in, wants to know how much of your show gets edited out compared to the final product. Nothing. I don't edit anything out. I just produce it so it sounds good and throw the beginning and the end on it, and that's pretty much it. There might have been one or two times where I took something out, but it's really only if like there's a like an audio problem or if it's like people were talking over each other and they, you know, sometimes Skype gets fucked up and you can't hear someone talking while you're talking if your internet connection gets a little wonky. So sometimes I'll fix that, but I don't edit out content. Like if I don't listen to the, I never even listen to the whole show while I'm editing it. I just listen to pieces of it. I don't like if I don't like sit and say, oh, this is boring, I'm going to cut that out. That just, as you can tell, as you can probably tell, I leave all the boring stuff in for you to enjoy. Other than Peter Munitz writes in, other than video games, what are you guys looking most forward to at E3? Lobster.
Lobster's good. I like meeting the other people.
Oh, I mean, yeah. Basically, all the things that I can't get here.
Yeah, this is the only time of year that we both really get to interact with a lot of these people.
Mm-hmm. Lobster. I hear LA has some nice greenery to be taken in. Yeah, American food, all good stuff. Let's see. I don't know.
By greenery, you meant weed. Is that what you meant?
Oh no, I mean trees.
Oh, the trees are beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful, especially palm inside trees. The convention center.
We don't have palm trees in Ohio. I don't know if you knew that.
I did not know that. Undy Gnome wants to know if you applied for the open joystick position.
I did not. That seems like it's a lot of work.
Right.
I was considering it. They have that weekend position open.
Right.
And I was thinking, I'm done with coaching basketball now, so I have my weekends open. But then Wombat said something about having to post something about Monster Hunter. And telling my wife, hold on, I have to make this Monster Hunter post. That would not go over well with either one of us.
So. Yeah, I don't think you'd want to spend your weekend writing up press releases. Formatting somebody else's press release. That's probably what a lot of the position entails.
Yeah, and if I was going to do it, I'd want to do something more feature-related, like original content type of stuff. But I don't have the time for that with my day-to-day job as well. And I don't think it pays well enough for me to quit my normal job currently.
I think you're probably right about that.
Yeah, but I'm sure whoever they get and find will be a valuable asset to their team. Maybe they pick up some of those EGM guys or whatever, right? Didn't somebody get laid off this week?
Oh,
EGM, one up, something.
Anyway, I think that wraps up our show, Ship. Our pre-three view. I like that. So I'm excited, and we're going to be, like I said, I'll put up a post on the front page of CAG that'll let you know how to get all of our exciting E3 coverage. Probably do the exact same thing that we did last year. I think that worked out pretty well. And we'll tell you here, you know, get your domains and shit at GoDaddy. 10%, you just rewind and you can hear the coupon codes. My voice hurts.
CAG 10, CAG 5 off 30, CAG domain. The other one that's the special one that's going on right now. CAG free, probably.
No, CAG free? No, it's not CAG free. It's CAG. Yeah, it is CAG free. You're right. Look at you. That's for the, private registration. Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah, we'll see you in LA, everybody. Follow us. Yeah, make sure you follow us on Twitter now for the E3 shit, because a lot of the shit's going to be coming through Twitter. But also, it'll be cross-posted to CAG. But that's, you know, I'm CheapED on Twitter, and Shipwreck is Shipwreck on Twitter. And Wombat is Wombat5277. Of course, congratulations to Wombat and family once again for their second baby. And I did get some questions from people about my second baby. Yeah, my second baby, I flushed down the toilet two weeks ago. So that's the only second baby I'm having. And We'll see you in LA, everybody.
Bread's done.
Oh, Pac-Man, I'm beat.
And I'm hungry.
Thank goodness for new Pac-Man pasta from Chef Boyardee.
New Pac-Man pasta?
Little spaghetti shaped like us.
Delicious.
And because Chef Boyardee's packed with goodness, it's great for when we have to eat and run.
New Pac-Man pasta from Chef Boyardee. With meatballs? Without meatballs? Or chicken flavor?
Thank goodness for new Pac-Man pasta.
Thank goodness for Chef Boyardee.